Well, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You know, the value that God puts on people is that the pearl of great price there is you, not him. He paid everything. The Father gave what he couldn't afford to give for you. One of my favorite scriptures that speak about God's longing for our presence. I know that we long for his presence, but he longs for our presence. There's a place in the first part of Song of Solomon that says, Lord, your love is better than wine. And wine in the Song of Solomon speaks about the pleasures of this world. And he said, there's nothing, no pleasure I've ever experienced like encountering your love. But the amazing thing, it says in Song of Solomon chapter 4, he, now Jesus speaking about us, he says, how beautiful is your love, my bride, and how much better is your love than wine. And of all the pleasures God's ever known, our loving him back is the greatest pleasure he's ever experienced. That's crazy. Because we know how perfect his love is, and ours is not always very perfect. So listen to this scripture. If you ever think that somehow you don't qualify to have real encounters with the Lord, or that he's not as accessible to you, and it seems like some of those spiritual heroes out there that you read about, they seem to have access into his presence, but you're not one of them, listen to this scripture. And this is a passage from Isaiah 65 that's speaking to a people that were rebellious. And it references them that way. But he says to them, he says, I permitted myself to be sought by those who did not ask for me. I permitted myself to be found by those who did not seek me. I mean, that's awesome that God would permit himself to be sought, permit himself to be found. But he goes even further in his extravagant desire for us to encounter him and for him to encounter us. He says, I said, here am I, here am I, to a nation which did not call on my name. I have spread out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in the way which is not good, following their own thoughts. Now, this is the Lord's heart. The Lord's saying, not only do I permit myself to be sought by you and to be found by you, I'm standing there going, hey, I'm here. I'm right here. I want you to know where I'm at. I want you to encounter me. I've stretched out my hand all day long to you. And he's not talking about people who've gotten it perfectly. He's talking about really imperfect people who have blown it a lot. And he says, I'm reaching out to you and I'm trying to say, here I am. There's one of the references to Jesus is that he's called the Word, which means he's a speaking God. He likes to have fellowship and commune with us. Another reference to Jesus in the New Testament is says he's the door. Well, if you're a door, the call yourself door and word, door is something that, again, that you access through. The very nature of God is that he's accessible. He's constantly saying to people who don't deserve it, here I am. I'm right here. I'm reaching out to you even before you reach out to me. I'm reaching out to you so that you'll come. In Revelation 4, which we've looked at a lot over the years about prayer, speaking of this door, it says in verse 1, in the midst of these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. Not Jesus isn't just a door. God is a door that's standing open all the time. That's invitation. That's accessibility. The Lord never just needs me time. There's no boundaries to accessibility. In the midst of these things, I looked up and behold, the door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking to me, saying, come up here, and I will show you what must take place in the midst of these things. So God's heart for us to be in his presence, to encounter us, God's heart is so strong, so passionate about this. He says, There's a door standing open always for you to access, and I'm shouting at you like a voice that's the sound of a trumpet, come up here. That doesn't sound like someone who's reluctant to encounter us. He said it was a voice that sounded like the one he heard at first. This is when he first heard that voice in verse 10 of chapter 1. This one fascinates me a lot. And the Holy Spirit puts things in Scripture, details, because everything here, like the periods and the commas, it's all meant to reveal some things to us. The word apocalypse, we think apocalypse as a word that means like horrible things happening. But the word apocalypse is the word revelation. It just means the unveiling. This is the book about the unveiling of God. God's always unveiling. He's always wanting us to know Him, to see Him, to access Him. It says in verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet. In verse 12, and I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me. Now this is the thing that got my attention this morning, my time with the Lord. He says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard a voice, a loud voice, where? Behind me. I mean, that's how much God loves you, is that even if you're not pointing in the right direction, He will come up behind you with a loud voice to invite you to fellowship with Him. That's incredible to me. So if the enemy's been lying to you recently that you've not been perfect enough, or maybe you've blown it a lot and therefore God really doesn't want to hear you communicate with Him, have you ever had anybody pout with you, like shut you off, shut you down because you didn't behave right? It's called Antichrist. Just tell them, you got the spirit of Antichrist on you, because God would never do that to you. That's the devil stuff. Am I saying it's okay that you blew it? No, but God never pouts at us. He comes behind us. I mean, here is John, this 93-year-old man, not even pointing in the right direction, and God comes behind him and with a loud voice speaks, and he turns towards the Lord, because God came from behind and spoke to him. That's amazing. Kind of helps you understand a little bit better. So here's the deal. If you've been messing up lately, the people that God spoke to in Isaiah 65, those were Israel. They were the most unfaithful people ever. And yet God is saying, I've been saying to you, I'm here, I'm right here, I've been reaching out to you all day long, you rebellious people. You ever had somebody say or you say about someone, boy, that person loves, they love really hard. God loves really hard. And He doesn't know how to quit. And if enemy's been telling you that you don't feel like God really wants to hear your voice because you've been blowing it lately, God knows that only if you walk through that door can you get squared away, because that's where healing takes place. Song of Solomon 2:14, O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret place of the steep pathway, let me see your presence. And let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your presence feels like home. Pretty amazing. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.